Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. It's so good to be back with you once again. Amen. Talking about vigilance. Glory to God. Tonight we are going to read some scripture in Luke and Ephesians, and I wanted to read them more thoroughly to you before we get back to our study on vigilance. Amen. We're going to sum it up. We're going to finish up the study on vigilance. We have had two broadcasts already. Amen. And they have been good and filled with several definitions. Please, if you have not caught up, amen, take a look at the first two installments. They were "We Are One Body, Be Vigilant." Amen. There's a part one and a part two. Amen. And part three is also coming, and we're going to sum it up in part three, where we talk about being walking circumspectly before the Lord. Amen. We have talked about several different definitions. I gave you some Greek definitions. I gave you the English definitions and the dictionaries and the references that we got them from. So, amen. If you would go back to the archive, amen, and listen to those, and then you get be caught up to this moment where we are reading the Word of God before we proceed. Amen. I always give you scripture as we're going forward, but this time I just thought it was important that we read the entire, amen, passage so that you understand the setting and the context, and then we're going to spotlight a couple of scriptures as we're talking about vigilance, and those scriptures that we're going to spotlight are in Luke chapter 21, verse 36, and Ephesians chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. Amen. And again, we are talking about vigilance still. Glory to God. The Greek term for vigilance means to be watchful, to stay alert, to keep your eyes open, stay awake. And it also refers to caution for the sake of remaining safe and out of danger. Amen. In the last broadcast, we looked at Matthew chapter 26. Verse 41. And as I said, today we're going to read Luke 21 in its entirety, and we're going to read Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 through 21. And then when we go into our next study, which will be part three of We Are One Body, Be Vigilant, we will be spotlighting, amen, Luke 21, verse 36, and Ephesians chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. Amen. God bless you. I am so glad, amen, that you're with me. I thank the Lord for each and every one of you. I do pray for you. Amen. I know we are many nations. I praise God that you take the time out to listen. Amen. Because this is a time when we need each other and we need the Lord. Amen. We are one body, though we look different and we have different operations and different administrations in the spirit, we are one body and we absolutely need each other. And we need the Lord to lead us and to guide us into this new area that we're walking into this new era of time, into this new dispensation. Things are changing all around us and we're watching them change. And some of us feel helpless to do anything about it. But we, as the body of Christ, we are never helpless. We are never without hope. We are never without solutions because we belong to the Lord and He knows all things. None of this that we're seeing right now came as a surprise to the Lord. He knew it from the very beginning, even before He created all things. He saw this hour that we're in right now, and He has a solution. But we need to get understanding. We need to know the times and the seasons, and we need to be vigilant. Amen. Vigilant in prayer, vigilant in our walk with the Lord, vigilant in reading the Word and understanding its precepts. We must be vigilant in loving one another, loving our neighbors. We must be vigilant. The Lord is watching, and He is here. Amen. He is here to deliver. He is here to help. Glory to God. He's here to correct and whatever He needs to do to position us and align us with His purpose. The Lord is here to do just that. We must be vigilant. Glory to God. Let's pray before we begin reading. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, giving you, Lord, thanks and giving you praise because you are God all by yourself. Before you created the nations, Lord God, you knew each and every one of us by name. You knew the hairs on our heads. You knew the ways that we would go. You knew the works that you would put in our hands, and you know exactly what we need in this hour. Father God, I lift up every individual, Lord God, that is listening to this broadcast now, and those that will listen to the archive. Father, I lift them all up, Lord God. Oh, Lord, I'm asking, Lord, that you move in the midst of their lives right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Destroy every obstacle, Lord God, every yoke, Lord God, that's been around their neck, Lord God, every stifling, Lord God, that they may feel in the spirit right now. We push back the darkness, and we push past the objections of the enemy right now, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, that the light of life might come in the room where they are right now. In the name of Jesus, move, oh, God, everything that will get in the way of our hearing. Move, oh, God, everything, Lord God, that has gotten in the way of our sight. Remove the blinders, Lord God, and the stoppers. Remove the hindrance and the distraction, because this is the time we need to hear from you like never before, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, help us, help us. Help us, help us, help us, help us, God. Oh, Lord, we look to the hills from whence cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord. Oh, Lord, we're not looking left and right for somebody else to help us. When all things are in you, you have the solution. You have the answers. You have the healing power. You have the deliverance in your hand. You are our salvation. You are our living hope. You are our help in this hour. You are our healing in this hour. Lord, everyone, Lord God, that is sick,